Barring a monstrous collapse, the Washington Nationals are going to finish first in the NL East. The possibility for that success and greater success beyond became apparent earlier this summer, and it provided Fred Frommer with the opportunity to recall the last time a baseball team in Washington, D.C. generated such excitement. His story, titled "The Last Time America Rooted for Washington," appeared in Politico magazine. Fred Frommer, welcome to Only a Game.
Great to be here. Thanks, Bill.
The year was 1924. The Washington Senators were contending for the American League pennant, and a headline in the Washington Evening Star proclaimed, "Disease in epidemic form." What were the symptoms of that case of pennant fever?
Well, the fans in Washington went just completely crazy for the Washington Senators, also known as the Nationals back then. They would congregate around office buildings in the pouring rain and watch updates from the team on the road. When the team was doing well, they would wait outside train stations to gather around and celebrate their conquering heroes. So it was just a very exciting time in Washington baseball.
You discovered that Washington had fans in lots of other ballparks as well. When the Senators played in Boston, quote, "the crowd stood up and cheered every time they scored." Was this just because if the Senators won the pennant, the Yankees wouldn't have it?
That was one factor. I think people were already turned off to the Yankees, especially in Boston, but even nationwide. But there's also a national following for the team that transcended any kind of rivalry. And that's because Walter Johnson was at the end of his career at that point, had never had a chance to pitch in a World Series. And fans across the country really wanted this nice guy to finally get a chance to do that. And also, the Senators had never won anything before. They had several straight losing seasons going into that year, had never won a pennant. And fans kind of wanted to root this underdog.
We'll get back to Walter Johnson because he plays such a major part in the World Series. But first, I want to talk a little about Bucky Harris, the Senators' 27-year-old player-manager. He told his team before one Western trip, which back then, as you note, meant a visit to Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, and St. Louis, "Let's not make any enemies. Let's beat them, but treat them nice." Tell us a little bit about Harris's importance to the club.
He was a rookie manager, and when the owner of the team, Clark Griffith, named him manager in the spring of that year, sports writers panned it as Griffith's folly. They thought, there's no way a young guy like that could help this team. But Griffith saw something in this young guy. He saw pep and vigor and some intensity that the team was lacking, and it really paid off. He was a really successful manager, not just that year, but for two other stints in Washington and for other teams. And he also was a really good player. So the team started off pretty slowly. They were about a 500 team through 50 games. As Babe Ruth actually said, Washington caught fire quicker than any team he'd ever seen.
The pennant race, as you described it, was tight enough, but the tension during the World Series must have been extraordinary. Walter Johnson took two losses during the series, and then, you tell us about the seventh game.
Okay, the seventh game was quite exciting. It was in Washington, and the Senators came back from a two-run deficit to tie the game in the eighth inning. And Johnson had already, as you noted, lost two starts, and he didn't have any starts scheduled from then on. So he said he was probably going to retire, and it looked like he was going to go down as a two-time loser. Well, with the ninth inning tie game, they needed someone to come in. They bring in Walter Johnson. And Johnson gave up a triple with one out in the ninth inning and was very close to actually becoming a three-time loser. He wriggled out of that, and then the game went into extra innings. And for three straight innings, he led the leadoff guy reach base, which is, most fans know is a real baseball no-no and often leads to a run being scored. Somehow, he was able to get out of that. And finally, in the bottom of the 12th inning, the Senators won the game on a bad hop ground ball that went over the third baseman's head.
The losing pitcher in that game, Jack Bentley, had beaten Johnson back in Game 5. And after the seventh game, Bentley said the good Lord just couldn't bear to see a fine fellow like Walter Johnson lose again. I wonder if there's any contemporary pitcher who would be moved to a sentiment like that.
Things are way too competitive nowadays. I can't imagine a pitcher ever saying anything like that. Certainly athletes often invoke God, but they don't usually invoke God rooting for the other team.
You had written a good deal about the Nationals, of course, before the article that we've been discussing. Do you have a sense of what a triumph by the current Washington team would mean in D.C.?
You know, I think it would mean quite a bit. You know, the political establishment really rallied around this team in 2012, the last time they won a division title.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to both Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell, the majority and minority leader of the Senate, respectively. And both of them told me that, you know, this is the one thing that they actually were able to talk about without getting into close to blows. The Nationals united politicians like them and others, not just politicians, but pundits, columnists, the intelligentsia of Washington, and everyday fans. So I think it would really mean a lot to Washington if they were to finally get across that hump for the first time in 90 years.
Fred Frommer is the author of You Gotta Have Heart, A History of Washington Baseball from 1859 to the 2012 National League East Champions, and you can link to his story, The Last Time America Rooted for Washington, at onlyagame.org. Fred, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill. I enjoyed it.